Download it for your listening pleasure. This is the Tim and Jess podcast.
Now, Jess, you said you were being extra nice to me today because you just saw that the show had 20 minutes blocked out that just said Tim next to it. So you were worried that you've done something and you were a bit scared.
You look great. You've never looked better. You're so well rested, Tim.
What you live in fear of a few things, Jess.
Do you want $50?
You live in fear of a few things. You don't like the dark.
Nah.
You don't like the ocean.
Nope.
You don't like hot air balloons.
I don't like moths.
You don't like moths.
Spiders. Anything that crawls, really.
Well, it's kind of... I'm going to hone into another fear at the moment, just for a bit of fun. So
this doesn't sound fun at all. I'm sweating, Tim.
I'm scared, and you should be scared, about how much fun you're going to have this week.
In the lead up to the wedding of the century. Well, her century. It's Jess's week-long hens extravaganza.
Stop Jess. It! You're lying!
I'm not lying, Jess.
This is so exciting!
Yes, so I know that you don't like to talk about it on the show, but you are getting married in 2 weeks, just under 2 weeks?
It's 12 days.
Right. So you could have just said yes. Again, this is what I'm talking about. You're bouncing around like a small child. Jess, every day this week, instead of hosting like a hens party, you've already had a hens and a bridal shower. Have you had a week-long hens extravaganza?
I haven't.
Every day this week, we're going to do something, a little bit of fun, to tribute you and your beautiful fiancé, Akshay.
Oh my God, I love this so much.
There's going to be a couple of excursions, but mostly we're just going to have fun in the studio and play a few games that you might play on a hens or a bridal shower that's appropriate for the radio.
Okay.
So
this is so exciting.
Now, because what games did you play on your actual hens? And like, because I've never been to one.
Right.
What kind of games did you expect?
Oh, we did like how well do you know the bride?
Yeah.
We asked my fiancé a bunch of questions. And
people had to get the same or you had to get the same?
I had to get the same.
Right.
We played the stocking game.
What's the stocking game?
You like you tie a stocking around your waist and you have to like hit bottles.
Oh, the one where you pretend to have a penis?
Yes, that one.
Yeah, sorry. I just think you were beating around the bush there. Well, I'm not going to make you pretend to have a penis this week, Jess. I would never
do that
to you. Every single day. And look, this one is going to start off relatively simple. But at the end of the day, I want you to know for sure that your fiancé, Akshay, is the man for you. Because this is the man that you're going to spend the rest of your life with. Or you're supposed to spend the rest of your life with.
Yeah, fingers crossed. So, I only want to do this once.
Today's activity is...
Kissy, kissy.
What? That's kissy, kissy.
Kissy, kissy is a game that we're going to play up next. I have got 5 pieces of audio of people blowing a kiss.
Stop it.
You think you know your fiancé's lips? Up next, I'm going to put your mouth where his mouth is with kissy, kissy.
Oh, my God. Who else did you get to kiss?
You'll have to find out. I have 5 audio files here of 5
God.
Different people
yep.
blowing a kiss.
Okay.
One of them is your fiancé. You know all of these 5 people.
Oh, God.
Can you correctly identify? Because I hate to, I hope his parents aren't listening, but
yeah.
You have kissed before the wedding, haven't you?
We have.
Ooh.
I know, cheeky.
Naughty, naughty. So we have 5 kisses. We're just going to get straight into this, Jess.
Okay.
We're going to hear
right.
them nice and loud.
Okay.
So we'll go play through all 5 first.
Mm-hmm.
You can start ruling them out if you like, and then we'll knuckle down on who you think your fiancé's lips are.
Okay. Oh, that was very fast.
Mate, kisses are fast.
Okay. Was that number 1 again?
That was number 1 again.
Okay.
Kiss number 2.
Ooh, I reckon that could potentially be Akshay. I'm going to put a maybe. That one's definitely not Akshay, but I know who that one is.
We'll just have another listen. Okay, interesting. You just never know. This is kiss number 4.
Oh, that one could be Akshay too, but it does sound very feminine.
5th and final kiss.
Oh, that one sounded wet.
All right, let's rule out let's rule out some kisses. Who
okay.
do you think it isn't?
I'm ruling out 1 and 3.
All right, so let's listen to 1 and 3.
Mm.
So, Jess, you were right. Those aren't Akshay. That was Dean, our technician.
Thanks,
kiss number 1. And kiss number 3 was Kendra, who works in promotions
yes,
here.
Yes, yeah. It was the that gave it away
okay,
from me.
Okay, yeah. So one more. Okay. Let's hear kiss number two again. Kiss number four. And kiss number five.
I'm going to lock in four. I feel like five is you.
You think five is me? Yeah. Five, that is me. With my very wet lips. Kiss number four. Let's have one more listen.
I think that's Akshay.
It is, baby girl. You know your fiancé's lips.
I'd know those lips anywhere.
Kiss number two, which you didn't guess, that was Will from the newsroom. Oh, now, yeah. That boy's got some lips on him. So there you go, Jess. You just won. Kissy, kissy.
I love kissy, kissy. We should bring that back.
No, we won't. It's disgusting. And it's remember, this is just for you this week. Tomorrow, yeah. Another activity for Jess's week-long hens extravaganza.
I can't wait.
Again, you should be scared of how much fun we're all going to have. This is Tim and Jess. Our little boo thing is back in the studio,
here
Jess.
Here he is.
It's Will from the newsroom.
I'm back, yes.
We missed you last week. We knew you were doing early mornings and Beck filled in. We appreciate Beck, but the king has returned.
Okay. To claim his throne. Yeah.
Now, before we get into you testing our news knowledge, mm-hmm. I know you want to tell everyone because you've been doing it every week.
What's
what,
that?
What do we get for the Newcombe Cricket Club this week?
You don't need to bring this up.
Nah, but you had a big win.
We won, yeah, for the first time in a long time.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think it's only our third win of the year. Yeah, mm-hmm. It was good.
You hit a quarter century?
Yeah, it's 25. Not that great.
One wicket, Jess. One wicket off four overs.
Stop it.
Yeah, he's a machine.
Thank you, Tim.
I know what that means.
He genuinely loves it.
Stop. Oh, my God. Keep going.
Metricon. Visit their two display homes at Armstrong Estate, Mount Dunedin. Tim and Jess. K-Rock. Have you been paying attention? But on the radio.
Let's find out. Will from the newsroom brings us three news stories every single workday. He leaves out some key elements. Tim, it's your job and my job to fill in the blanks.
Well, locally, you guys may have seen it, may not, but there were some strange sights in the night sky on Saturday night with what appeared to be quite extraterrestrial. But can you explain what I'm on about?
Now that I know that Jess has no idea, I'd love to know what you
think. How do you know
is.
I have no idea?
Because you went, huh? What do you think it was?
Was it a hot air balloon that went up in the nighttime instead?
Yep. Totally legal to do, by the way.
Definitely not. No, okay.
I did see a hot air balloon over Finesford on Friday morning. And I just thought, what a way to travel.
They're always so early.
Well, because you got to get up before the wind picks up.
Yeah.
No, it was the Starlink satellite.
It was, yeah.
Hey!
It's quite cool.
What is that?
It's like a string of lights. What were you living under a rock or something? It was all over Facebook.
You see how when the mics go on, we have the lights in the studio.
It's like a
row of lights.
Yep.
Kind of looks like that, but not. It doesn't say K-Rock on it.
I see.
But it's just a link of, it's a satellite link. And it just flew around on Friday and Saturday night, I think, or Saturday and Sunday.
Yeah. And everyone's like, the aliens are here. They've come to Geelong.
Well, no, because a lot of people know what the Starlink is.
Okay, fair enough.
All right. There was definitely some speculating. All
the stuff on the Geelong community groups on Facebook that I saw would be like, good to see Starlink. I didn't even check the comments for aliens, and I saw nothing. It was quite disappointing.
Yeah, anyway. St Kilda defender Jimmy Webster's in a bit of trouble. He had a big hit on Jai Simpkin for the Kangaroos
in the practice game
yesterday, knocked him out. But his brothers and sisters are also in a bit of trouble after the incident as well. Can you tell me what that's all about?
Because were they on the sidelines going, go on, get him! Hit him again!
You're not far off.
Not really.
I mean, were they standing up for him, saying that he didn't do anything wrong? You leave Jimmy alone.
You're also not far off. But his brothers and sisters were seen commenting, one of his sisters reposted footage of the incident online saying, oh, Jimmy, followed by a laughing face emoji. Uh-huh. Another sister wrote in the comments, good night. And his younger brother wrote, fair bump, play on.
Wow.
I mean, considering how unconscious the North Melbourne player was, I don't think... It's like he'll miss 6 to 10 weeks of football,
Jeez.
Jimmy Webster, I think, being suspended. Because he'll
cop a big one.
Straight in the old skull, which is what we don't want.
Yeah.
If you're picturing something that you don't want a player to do, that was it.
Yeah. All mums with kids in Auskick shivered when they saw it. Yes. God, others like, I don't like playing Auskick.
And lastly, United Airlines, an airline in America, is trialling a new way of boarding, allowing who to get on the plane first.
I know this one, Tim. Have you got any idea?
Finally, men.
Okay. Yeah.
Women and children. Those who aren't able. What about my day?
Hey.
No? All right.
They're allowing people with window seats to board first.
That yes. makes sense.
So much sense. Forget front of the plane, back of the plane. Windows, then aisles.
There'll be no, I'm just over there.
Yeah.
Can you just, yeah.
Because, yeah, outside in makes sense.
That makes so much sense.
They should go outside rows, middles.
Finally, something aisles. In America makes sense.
But it also can, like, split up families
yeah.
and, like, people you're travelling with as well. So everyone, not everyone's a big fan.
Shouldn't have had a kid.
Typical, yeah, typical parents. Yeah.
Yeah, I met you. If your child is on the aisle seat, you go, oh, sorry, mum and dad, gotta see you in 30 minutes.
Jess and Tim. Oh, wait, sorry. It's Tim and Jess.
There's not going to be anything smart about what I'm about to tell you, Tim, because I'm going to try and give you some science information. Yep.
Yes or no, have we been getting ripped to shreds on our TikTok account?
I don't know why people...
About science, things that we talk about on the show.
Keep telling us that we don't know what we're talking about.
I blame the digital department
yep.
who edits out key information that we say on this show so we can make a tight 60-second video and then we just look like absolute fools. Be like, yeah, Jupiter's got 40 moons. So they've actually got 90. And
yeah.
if you didn't edit that out, digital department, people wouldn't be roasting us online.
You're giving him so much stuff to work with. Fair no, enough. I want to talk about Earth, Tim. I don't want to talk about Jupiter. I want to talk about Earth because a group of scientists have been working on a theory of basically if we cut a hole in one side of the Earth
yep.
and a hole in the other, how long would it take a human person to travel mm-hmm. through that tunnel?
Essentially falling, right?
From one side to the other.
So I've been, since you said this 3 minutes ago, maths has started whirring in my head.
Obviously, we need to cut out the, you know, eliminate all the
gravity,
the science stuff.
Get out.
The pressure of the Earth's core is going to be too much for the human body. Leave that out.
No.
And the inner core, just super hot.
Yeah, magma, like the sun.
Leave that out.
See you later.
If we could eliminate all of those things, how yep. long would it take a person okay. to fall from one side to the other?
Before I move on, do you have the speed at which we're going?
I don't.
Okay, because that changed. So I'm going to just go off skydiving pace.
I've got a minute value is what they've given me.
A minute value.
Yes.
Okay. Well, I see the way I'm looking at it. All right, let's go. Like the longest international flight in the world is Perth to London.
Sure.
Okay.
How long is that?
That is, I think straight, that's like 20 or 28 hours.
Okay.
I don't know why I can't remember, but let's meet at 24. Let's say it's a 24-hour flight. And that's essentially going almost the entire way.
But I guess
around.
you're going like... You're
yeah, you're curving. You're yeah. using the curve of the Earth. But here's the thing with digging a hole. Straight through.
Yeah.
And that's going at some hundreds of kilometres an hour.
I feel like as you fall, you'd pick up some speed. So
but there'd be a point
you're going where faster.
Yeah, but you'd plateau at a point because you can only yeah. you can't fall faster. Once you're at your top speed of falling, like skydiving,
yeah.
you're not burning up into the atmosphere
that's
like
fair.
A space station
yeah,
coming
yeah, yeah.
back in. I don't know how to do minutes, but I'll go hours. I'll say, I think it would take 88 hours to fall.
88 hours?
88 hours to fall. It'd be a couple of days of falling before you get to the other
this
side.
This is going
to
freak you out.
Okay, here
this
we go.
This is going to freak you out so much. 42 minutes.
What? There's no way.
42 minutes. They said that it would take person roughly 42 minutes. Your initial acceleration would be the surface acceleration of gravity, but the acceleration would progressively be smaller as you approach the center. And your weight would be virtually at zero as you flew through the center of the Earth. And then you start to pick up acceleration again going to the other side.
I thought we got rid of gravity in those things. I took gravity away.
This is the worst part, Tim. So once you, you dive in from this side, right? You're
yep.
going from Australia, whoop, drop in.
Face first.
Yep. You go all the way through the middle. By the time you get to the other side, you pop out. If you don't grab onto something,
you just keep going.
You will sucked back in.
And then it's 40 minutes that way, 40 minutes
exactly.
that way, back and forth.
You will just keep going in an infinite loop.
Ish. That's so fast.
42 minutes.
I really thought, that can't be right.
Our show's longer than that.
Ugh.
You can do 3 trips during our show.
You could do 5. We're breaking it down
all right.
to hours.
I'm talking about science, not maths, Tim. Jesus.
That'd be a hard... But see, this is the thing, because I understand like when you're skydiving, there's pressure, like you're falling down, like gravity's taking you down, but there are other forces like wind and oxygen, all these other
yeah.
things, and heat that are pushing you up and that your body's resisting against. I forgot that when we threw Isaac Newton out of the room earlier...
we needed to bring him back in.
We need to bring him back for a few things.
Yeah.
So that is fast. That is
yeah.
a fast fall. And yeah, you want to grab... You need a net at the other side mm-hmm. to... whip you back. Like when you see those free-falling things overseas where it's like they just drop you 30 feet or 30 meters into
thanks.
A giant net. Yeah. I think I hadn't considered that. That's fast. That's to get to the other side of the world, though, like cost-effective.
Very cost-effective.
You can figure out a net.
Basically teleportation. Anyway, 42 minutes is what it would take you to go from one side of the earth to the other.
TikTok community, bring it on. Find the holes in that. Doubt there's any.
Tim and Jess, the podcast.
Sometimes truth hurts, Jess, right?
Yeah.
Do you think the truth hurts more when you hear it from like a peer or someone that you work with or someone your age, or does it hurt more when it comes from a child?
I feel like it hurts more coming from a child because they're so honest.
Yeah, it's
really
direct.
So like usually when they're saying something, they don't even know they're being insulting.
I was decimated by just so many different children this weekend. I don't understand where this came from. It started on Friday night.
Yeah.
And I don't want to say it got better. It didn't get worse. It just continued.
Sure.
Friday, I was doing the ground announcing for the Cats Bombers game. So I was like walking up around the boundary. I was saying g'day to some fans and chatting to them about how excited they are for the season and the new Joel Selwood stand. And I was wearing a Geelong like team polo. And this little kid, he could have been like 10 years old. Maybe, max, wearing an Essendon jumper. So obviously he sees anyone dressed as Geelong as the enemy. And he goes, oh, can I please speak on the microphone? I was like, oh, sorry, I've just
love to try and take your microphone.
And I was like, I've just finished it. The third quarter's about to start. And he went, nice mustache, jerk.
Oh! Jerk!
Yeah.
I haven't heard anyone call anyone a jerk in so long.
And him and his 30 mates thought it was the funniest
Sorry,
thing
Tim,
ever.
I did happen to notice that you don't currently have a mustache anymore.
I shaved it off as soon as I got home. It's like maybe this jerk does have a silly mustache. And I was catching up yesterday with some friends of mine, and they've got a six-year-old. And I think this is prime getting to the age where he's probably going to start getting old enough where he's not going to say things like he's like he start learning, all right, things not to say and to say. Direct quotes yesterday from a six-year-old of a friend of mine. You look old.
Oh.
Why do you have so many wrinkles? You're really hairy.
Whoa.
And the one that sent me, I've never seen hair on toes before.
You do have little hobbit feet.
We're at the beach.
Yeah, you and do have hobbit
here
feet.
Here I am this morning in the shower with my wife's, you know, Nivea razor.
Did you
shave my toes? Because I looked down and I thought, this is getting out of hand.
I've told you you've had hobbit feet for years. You've never shaved your toes.
Turns out I care about this six-year-old more than I care of your opinion. And it's the honesty that hurts from kids, I think. And what I thought we could do on 52232955, like, what is the most hurtful thing a child has said to you? It might have been a family member, might have been a stranger, might have been a kid on the other side of the fence, GMHBA Stadium, that said you have a crap mustache.
Nice mustache, jerk.
And he had a smile on his face. And I was like, the way he just, it was just perfect. And his mates just absolutely lost it. Because kids can be unfortunate. They do say the darndest things, Jess, at the end of the day.
I think I might have even been three or four. I don't remember this, but the family loves to talk about this story when I nearly got my auntie fired from her hairdressing salon because she brought me to work one day. She was looking after us kids. So we walked into her salon. Her boss was wearing an eye patch. And I said to her boss, "You look like a pig."
What?
Yeah.
Why?
Well, I'd been watching a cartoon earlier of Porky Pig, and he was wearing an eye patch in the episode. So my little brain was like, you look like Porky Pig, but all her boss heard was, you look like a pig.
Yeah. I mean, that's why they say the darndest things.
They do.
That's why we're asking on 52232955, what is the most hurtful thing that a child has said to you? We have Sarah from Mount Dunedin. Sarah, have you recovered from whatever this child said to you?
No, I definitely haven't recovered. It happened many years ago and I don't go to this shop anymore because of all the trauma. But I was shopping in Belmont and I saw a little, I think he was probably about 6 years old and said hello to him. I thought, oh, he's such so cute. I was 11 or 12 at the time and he asked me if I had chicken pox. So I was like, oh, no, I don't. And then it occurred to me, he was talking about my acne at the time and my bright red pimples that I had all over my face.
Oh, no.
And I was mortified.
I would not have recovered, Sarah.
I don't know. Oh, how embarrassing.
Oh, God.
I imagine, like, every time you go back to that shop,
yeah,
drive past or walk past, do you think of that moment?
Every single time. I know where I was standing, right near the pajamas at the front, and he was standing in between the counter. It was, yeah, I remember
how,
it like it was.
How old are you now, Sarah?
I'm 36 today.
So, happy birthday.
Happy birthday, Sarah. I'm sorry to bring this up on... What is
the anniversary?
The anniversary. Sorry, because literally that was 2/3 of your life ago. That is hefty, Sarah. We appreciate your call. Hello, this is K-Rock. Who's this and where are you calling from?
Lauren from Moriac.
Lauren from Moriac. What's the most hurtful thing a kid's ever said to you?
My daughter, she probably would have been about 3 at the time. I was getting changed and my best friend, who is pregnant, she decided that my belly was as fat as this pregnant friend, and she told me straight to my face.
Oh, no. Lauren! At that point, you can't get mad at them, right? Yeah. Like,
what do you say in that response? Do you go, "Well, Mummy's had a big lunch"? Like, what?
I just told her it's big because you were in there.
Place the blame back on the kid. Yes, all right. I didn't know that you could return serve. I like that. That's a good defense
so
mode.
So what could you have said to the guy who called you a jerk, Tim?
That said I had a bad mustache.
Yeah.
Get a job. I don't know. Yeah, you're in school. Learn how to spell mustache.
This is Tim and Jess.
Jess, on Friday, I was lucky enough. The show finished up early for K-Rock football.
Yeah.
And instead of utilizing a free afternoon on Friday, I was lucky enough to go and be the ground announcer for the Cats versus Bombers preseason
game. Hello.
Now, I thank you for helping me get to the stadium on time. There was about just under 12,000 people that went to watch the Cats.
Goodness me.
Take on the Bombers.
Was it hard being like, everyone, Cats fans, let's cheer when your team was playing on the other side?
Yeah, so unfortunately I do barrack for Essendon. And not just in that instance, unfortunately. I always often like to say, if someone goes, "Oh, who do you barrack for?" I say, unfortunately,
Essendon.
The Bombers. Yeah. Essendon. And it was very conflicting going to the Cats. And this is the first time I'd ever worked for the Cats. So it was very exciting. So if you've ever been to a Cats game and you hear someone going, "All right, Cats fans, are you looking for your favourite players to get out there and kick a couple Kowskis?"
Did you put that voice on?
No, I yelled. I yelled. So if you were there, I apologise. Because it was my first time. I was just trialling. And then the team, the production team were really great. They were like, "Hey, because..." Like round one against the Saints on March 16, everything's going to be up and running. The Joel Selwood stand's going to be up full capacity. We've got all these new speakers. We're going to do a few tests. So a couple of them be a little bit quieter. Some of them really get into it, try and rev the crowd up. And it was very, very bizarre being the reason a crowd of 12,000 people did rev up.
Oh.
I never considered.
Did you feel like Taylor Swift?
You know what? That is exactly how I felt, Jess. No wonder she
got 96,000 people screaming and standing on their feet at the MCG. I imagine you felt the same.
I had almost 11,600 in the exact same amount of panic. But I realized I might have made a little bit of a mistake. But it was like a little secret mistake. Because I didn't realize. So before, I had my regular day and I got dressed.
Yep.
I came to work and I was just wearing jeans and a t-shirt and some shoes. And then I changed into a Geelong Cats polo when I got to the ground.
Nice, yeah.
And then when I was...
Did you get to keep the polo?
Well, I sent an email today. I hope I get to keep it because I was like, "I can wash it and give it back if you want." The most pathetic email I've ever sent in my life. But I didn't realize until I had to scratch my leg about halfway through the game that just sheer luck, I happened to be wearing a pair of Essendon socks.
Oh, no. No, no.
Yeah, yeah.
Were you hiding them?
I very quickly put my pants back down over my feet. And then Bowden, who does work here at the radio station, he came up and he was chatting to me on the sideline. And I was like, I'm having fun, but I've made a big error. And it's like a little secret.
Yeah.
But, and he went to take a photo and I said, no, seriously, this is,
let's have an honest moment here.
Okay.
The only way you could get through it on Friday was to wear those socks, wasn't it? Because secretly a part of you were like, it's killing me that I'm doing this against my team.
No. It was genuine coincidence that I was wearing retro Essendon socks while I was representing the Cats for an official preseason game. And what I've figured out is that this is the closest I'll ever get to without directly wearing lingerie.
What do you mean?
Because it was my little secret.
Well, technically, it was for me. Undergarments.
Yeah,
so.
It was like... I no one else knows but me, and it's like, I feel a bit naughty wearing it.
You silly little naughty girl.
And I can understand where the thrill comes from for some people that do in their classic 9 to 5 wear very fancy lingerie or very fancy undergarments.
I happen to be wearing my Essendon underwear today, Tim, so.
Well, it's not a little secret anymore. I liked the thrill. It was terrifying when I realised that I'd done it. And the Cats came back and won. They were losing the whole game, and they did. Essendon did what Essendon does and lose in the last.
Essendon lost in the last quarter?
Yeah,
that almost never happens, Tim.
Okay, all right, well. It's not the real season, so it doesn't count.
Come on! Oh, thanks, guys. You're the best!
That concludes another thrilling edition of the Tim and Jess podcast.